Tiger Engineering.
Hey, is this Terry?
Yeah.
Hey, Terry, it's Nico over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
Hey, Nico, what's going on, dude?
Just giving you a friendly call, seeing what's up and how everything's been. If you happen to get that project that you were, really talking about last time we were in contact.
Have not. It has not developed yet. It's not because they are waiting. They're waiting on me to produce the prototypes, and I've just been so busy.
Oh, yeah? Things have started to pick up for you here?
Oh, I have been slammed for the last probably 3 months.
Wow, okay. That's impressive. Yeah, I mean, like I said, when we originally talked, yeah, you had the project coming up, and that was going to, like, really increase your guys' production and output. You know, if there was still something we can do, you're still possibly looking to get the cash on hand, right? The 25 to 30,000, is that still kind of in the foreseeable future?
If that happens, that will be the triggering point.
Okay. Okay. Do you have, like, a time frame for them? Because I'd love to still be able to help you out here.
Yeah, I really don't have a time frame. And I know this sounds a little bit, going, oh, well, he's blowing me off. But quite honestly, I don't know what the time frame is. I've got two projects I've got to finish over the next, 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
And once that happens, then I'll be able to work on this, the one that could possibly give me that kind of
push forward?
Impetus to move forward, yes.
Okay. What would this project do for your business? Like, how would it help you guys out? Is it just going to, obviously, one, it's going to give you a new customer, right? This isn't somebody who's returning. This is a completely new customer.
Oh, no,
correct?
No. It's a brand new customer with volumes of anywhere between 1 and 2,000 assemblies a month.
Mm-hmm.
And that would take my entire shop's capacity to run them.
And how long, like, have you been talking to them about the type of contract? Like, how long do they want you to be working on this project? Is it a 6-month contract, a year contract? Or is it just for every order they give, they need 1,000 to 2,000 assemblies for that month?
No, this contract would be for years.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Oh, wow. This is huge, Terry. This is a huge contract.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, let's assume, and I'm just going to use a number here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say each piece is worth $30.
Okay.
Out the door. $1,000 a month is $30,000 a month. That's the gross. Well, I have my overhead and all those other extraneous things. At some point, if I get that, there's a machine out there called a laser marker that I may have to buy. And they're somewhere between $6,000 and $8,000.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for $30,000 a month, that's a drop in the bucket. $30,000 times 12 is $360,000. Mm-hmm. On one project, that'd be a pretty good, pretty sizable project.
Yeah, that's going to put a lot of money in your pocket right there.
I'm hoping, or either that's going to work me to death.
How many
and
people? Is it just you and your wife in the shop, or do you have a few other people helping you out?
No, actually, it's just me and one other guy that comes in periodically. He's retired and helps me around the shop and something to do.
Do you think that you'd have to bring on a new operator, maybe if you want to, like, sit back and do more of the, operational side, where you kind of supervise and oversee everything, so you kind of aren't working yourself to death over there, huh?
Well, that's what my wife would love.
Uh-huh.
But what I'm hoping to do, and mm-hmm. that's between you and me in the fence post, okay,
mm-hmm.
is to get this project moving, then be able to sell the shop with the project, so I would have a retirement income.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So, whether that happens or not, whether the guy will go along with it or not, I have no idea.
Yeah, that's something for the future,
Sure.
Yeah, so Terry, this laser marker, do you just need it for the one project?
Yes, that's all I really need it for.
Okay. Do you normally, I mean, would you go through the equipment financing route instead of paying $8,000 out of pocket?
I would probably go the finance route. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because don't forget, we do the equipment financing as well, so I'd love to be at least of a resource to you here on both aspects of it. And if this, you know, if this project is netting you that much money each month, an extra $30K to be put into your pocket, wouldn't that mean that if this one project is using all your machines at capacity, what's going to happen to your other customers who come to you? If you're working all the new machines, what's going to happen when another customer says, hey, I need this made? How are you going to be able to, I guess, kind of balance the multiple projects at once?
That has been the quandary of my entire existence. You know, I've never had a project. Actually, I did have one project that took up my entire shop, but I had like six people working for me.
Mm-hmm.
And but it was three quarters of $1 million project just for one project.
Wow.
And but that's back many years ago. And this one would be something that I can set up and pretty much run by myself, except, you know, having somebody push buttons and stuff. So
Right. Do you foresee yourself needing, like, to meet your other customers' demands? I guess you foresee yourself bringing on new machines too? Because if you can maximize your output for everything, if you have multiple customers coming in and doing multiple projects at once, the efficiency of your business could lead to higher revenues. I mean, hypothetically,
right.
that's how, you know,
right.
the business model should work. Is that something like you do? Is that something you've been considering? Because if you land this one project, this is going to be huge for you. But if you're not having the other customers to make up for the project or increase, you know, your other production and have more customers on the side where you can, I guess, essentially put more money in your pockets by completing the projects, isn't that something you would still want to do rather than focusing on one customer?
Well, it's always a good idea to have more than just one primary customer, because that's
right.
When they drop away, you lose 100%.
Exactly. It's hard to bring them back.
Over the years, I have, in a couple of cases, I've had major customers, but I've always kept all the smaller ones that bring stuff periodically.
Mm-hmm.
And with this one project, it'll tie up my CNC machines, but it won't tie up my manual machines.
Yeah, and so the manual machines are obviously manual machines.
Yeah, and they're still open. So when the CNCs are running, I can still run the manuals and do small projects and stuff that way. So
right,
it's just,
right.
You know, it's a matter of logistics and how it...
I mean, have you sat down, kind of talked with your wife about what's to come for the future of your business? And how you guys can possibly make it more efficient? Like, have you guys really discussed that?
Oh, sure. Sure, absolutely. Absolutely. We've been married 11 years now, so we've been... I started this business 27 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not something new...
New to you, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been in the industry for such a long time that you completely understand the ins and outs of it.
But that's where I'm going right now, and until it happens, I'm not gonna. I don't have any chickens to see what hatches.
Yep. So, no, I completely understand. That's why I'm just giving a friendly call, seeing how everything was going. So how about I do this, Terry? Why don't I check back in with you in the middle of November to see you know, once again what everything's going on, and if you were able to get that contract, and how I can be of assistance to you guys and help you grow.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Let's do that, Terry.
Thanks, man.
Of course. Good catching up with you. Have a great rest of the weekend.
Thanks, Sean.
All right. Bye.